Slug Magazine's Rough Side of the Lens Skate Competition marked Salt Lake City's first ever skate filming contest. Film editor Eric Ferguson will compile the submitted footage in a full-length film of the contest. Join Slug at 7 p.m. on November 19th, when the final skate video, along with the Rough Side Awards, will premiere at the U of U's Post Theater.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug and Soundwaves.
I'm Phil. I'm the lead singer for Invaders.
I'm Dave. I play guitar in Invaders.
I'm Julie, and I play bass in Invaders. We're based in Salt Lake City, Utah. There are four of us.
Andy is not here because he's in Lake Powell enjoying a fabulous weekend. We've been a band for 9 years.
We play really heavy, loud, over-the-top style music.
When Russ would say, "You guys are too loud, you guys are at a decibel of this," I'm like, "That's not even close to Motorhead, we need to be louder." Psychofest was 2 weeks ago at the Hard Rock Cafe in Las Vegas. And yeah, it's only the second year. We were literally booked by the booking agent because he thought we were a rad band. And he sent us a message and was like, "I'd like for you guys to play." I was a little blown away. And I'm like, "Yeah, you guys want to play this thing? It's going to be awesome." It used to be Psycho California, right? And the main people are from California. And they did it last year in California. And I think that was the first year that they did. And it was a great success. And I think moving it to Vegas was almost kind of like, well, we can get more people to Vegas because it's Vegas. It's 4 days of amazing bands, nonstop partying, and one Invader show.
And then more partying.
The atmosphere was insane. I mean, it really was. It was like a heavy metal summer camp. Everybody was having a great time. Everybody was buying drinks for everybody.
Psycho was like a convention of rockers, and there was like this awesome camaraderie just walking through the halls of the casino, and it was just fucking fun, dude.
It was.
Lots of love.
Tons of love. I mean, we were sitting at the Circle Bar one night and having beers. Everybody's partying and everybody's having a good time, and Dave especially, you know, he's a big Matt Pike fan, and I'm sitting there and Pepper Keenan, who I love, is having a beer next to me, and I'm like, "That's so cool, like he's, you know, everybody's just chilling." And then Matt Pike rolls up and he's like, "What's up, Pepper? Like, let's get a beer." And they're having a beers, and like Scott Ian's DJing and all these other band people are partying, and all the people that paid tons of money to see all these bands are just partying with the bands. And there was no like, "I don't know if I want to like hang out there." It was like, "Fuck that, like let's just have a great time." And it was like that. It was so cool.
I think part of that's probably because there were so many awesome bands that, like, I would imagine that, like, one of the dudes in High on Fire would be starstruck by somebody else in one of the other bands, you know? There were too many awesome bands for anyone to be like, "Oh, I'm the most awesome band."
Unless your name's Alice Cooper, and then, then you have that right to say that.
It literally was the coolest thing I've ever been a part of. It really was.
It was a lot of fun.
I woke up in a hotel room that was an extra one for Sub Rosa and the Hard Rock at like 8:30 Sunday morning, and I thought I was going to blow it. I thought I was going to be the guy that was like, "I'm not going to make it to the show. Holy shit, there's so much I got to do to play this thing at 1:30. I'm fucked."
But we all did. I almost nearly passed out loading our gear.
We were literally the second band on Sunday.
And hardly anyone was there for the first band.
And there was nobody there for the first band. And after we got off stage, I mean, it was bombarded with people that were like, "You guys were insane. That was awesome. Like,
when are you coming to Portland? When are you coming to St. Louis? When are you coming to, you know, and that was really cool. People were really nice.
Where are you guys from? Where can I buy your records? And we're like, well, we don't really even have a record, but.
Because none of us are go-getters. There's nobody in this band who's like promoting ourselves. Like we're all really just playing together, playing this music because we love it and we love each other.
We do it for us, and when people like it, it makes me fucking stoked. Like I love it. I love the fact that like our vision reaches out to people, but we did pull that away from Psycho. It was awesome. And for Psycho, we literally did something amazing for this band that in one day, as long as we've been a band, haven't done. And that was really cool. I mean, we've been a band for a long time and we've been playing shows and we've gotten like local, you know, people to be into us in Salt Lake City, and we played California and we played Reno before, but playing that show did something for this band that I think all of our hard work and all of our sacrifices, it was like, oh, finally.
So when we go to a show and people are like, you're awesome, we're like, oh, cool. People like what we're doing and we like it. What a coincidence.
As a matter of fact, I think Rebecca Vernon's probably a greater promoter for our band. Yeah. She was nice enough to say really kind things about us.
That was probably the sweetest thing that ever happened, was for her to say what she said. They go on at 2 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon, and the place gets packed, and they're playing an amazing set, and it's very emotional to see your buddies like rip, you know? I mean, that was one of the biggest things for me, was like I know all these people and I love all these people. Like, they're all my buds, and they're playing to like a couple thousand people right now at 2 on Saturday. And right before like the last song, she takes a pause and she says what she did. You know, like, I've always had this goal to be the loudest and heaviest band in Salt Lake City, but there's one band that's stopping me from being that goal, and that's Invaders, and they're playing tomorrow at 1:30. You guys should go check them out. And my heart dropped. I looked over at Julie and I was like, I think I'm gonna cry. Like, that's so fucking awesome and sweet. And, you know, and obviously Andy plays in the band, you know, he plays in Sub Rosa and he plays in our band too, but in Sub Rosa is kind of his main thing. And you know, I don't think she did it because of Andy. I think she did it because of the love that she has for us, because we're close and because we're friends. And hey, something happened. Because 4 days of partying and people being up at 1:30 in the afternoon and packing our show.
Yeah, it was hard for even us to be up at that time. Yeah. I can't even imagine people that just came to see it. Like, that's awesome and amazing.
Yeah, that was really special that she said that.
Yeah, thanks, Rebecca.
One of the best things about Salt Lake City is the fact that it doesn't matter what kind of band you're in. The art community and the music community supports each other so fucking hard. And I don't care if you're in a folk band or if you're in a indie band or if whatever band you're in, and you're doing it to do it. And especially if you're my bud, I'm going to support the hell out of it. So for her to do that was really awesome, especially on that big scale of things. I think my nerves got to me. I looked up at one point and they put the house lights on because it was kind of dark, and I was just focusing on, like, you know, like Sarah and Rebecca and Cameron from Sub Rosa were off to the left, and our homie Skylar was like off to the right, and there I could see like a few people in the crowd, and then they turned the house lights on and I was like, holy fuck, there's a lot of people here. Like, this is insane.
I was just blown away that there were so many people.
We want to be the gnarliest, heaviest, loudest, pissed off band that there is. And, you know, when you have 100 bands that are kind of that same genre, we want to stick out?
Like festival situations were kind of like the surprise of the festival, probably because we don't promote ourselves. And so I think people see us and they're like, fuck, that's a good band.
I love loud music, and I've personally been playing loud music for 15, 16 years, you know, and when I think of what we do, there's an essence of full stacks scattered across the stage.
We use a lot of amps. I have 3 Model T heads that I turn everything to 10 except for the treble, because that would just kill people.
It's amps and cabinets, good cabinets, pitching amps, lots of them, turn it up, and that's what you get. You look at that and you're like, holy shit, like, that looks rock and roll. Like, the whole stage is full of amps. And anybody can go out and buy tons of gear and try to be the loudest band. My thing for us is the feeling that you get when you're in there, because you're either going to stick around and you're going to dig it, or you're going to walk away because it makes you sick or it hurts your ears, which is a plus to me as well. It's almost like being in a noise band. It hurts. It's not fun. It's not nice. It's ugly and it's shitty, and it hurts your ears and it fucks with your head. And if you dig it, you obviously dig it because you're still here.
I think the lyrics are part of it too. I mean, the first record was all Satanism and drugs and, I mean, stuff that most people talk about in rock and roll, whatever, you know, like, I mean, we have a song that's called Kill Yourself. Obviously, we don't want anybody to kill themselves, but it's over the top for the sake of being over the top.
Everybody in the band has a certain dose of piss and vinegar in their personality. So I think that irritating music, or like pissed, whatever, music comes kind of naturally anyway from all of us.
Record's done.
Oh, we gotta get it mixed first. Andy's gotta come back from his vacation and mix it.
Andy Patterson recorded it. That's the only reason why we asked him to join the band, is to have free studio time. Just kidding, Andy. We went to Andy to record before this, before he was in the band.
We recorded it twice with Andy previously.
I mean, this record is the third time now, and that's funny. It is kind of funny because Andy has been a fan. He's liked our band, just like Julie liked our band before she joined, and Andy loved our band before he joined, and we have recorded everything with him. And, you know, obviously it's Andy, and Andy fucking rules, and he knows our sound, but, yeah, we've recorded this record 3 times now.
And so that's why we re-recorded it, because the drums were a lot different once Andy joined.
Well, it's more than just the drums. It changed the whole feeling of all of the songs. So we rewrote some pieces too, and we just wanted to record it as a band, especially as a band that's going to be playing shows in the future.
Energy is huge, and it's super huge, and that's one thing that you'll, you know, with this new record, that you could totally tell too. Like, the energy between the four of us totally shines on this new record.
Me being a mother is the most recent development in my life, and I love my kid, but it's only a tiny aspect of what I do in my life. I'm the party bully.
Julia's the party.
Assholes, we're partying.
Julia's the party bully, for sure, and she rules.
We're all the party bullies.
I mean, when this band started, Julie joined the band a couple years into the band, and like a week or two into it, she was like, "By the way, guys, I'm pregnant, and I don't know how that's gonna affect the band." And we were like, "Ah, fuck it, we'll just wait 9 months, and you're cool." Yeah.
If everybody quit their job with the goal of like being on the road all the time, then I would have a problem, but or I would have some obstacles to overcome. But luckily, everybody in the band has been on the same page as far as like just going out for a week or whatever, yeah, or hitting festivals.
I mean, ever since the first, you know, this band started, I mean, everybody in the band at every time has had like careers and responsibilities. We're never going to be that band that's going to just jump on tour for 3 months.
But luckily, none of us want that. I mean, thank God. No one in this band is like, I want to be a rock star. Yeah. We're older and jaded and know that hitting more festivals sounds like lots of fun.
Hitting more festivals. I mean, it's...
As long as they're not more four-day festivals. It takes a lot.
I mean, it was pretty rad. I mean, when all this came together, it was like, okay, we're playing Crucial Fest. And then we're going to Vegas and we're playing Psycho Fest. And then we're going to California and we're playing the Communion. And Reno, we played the Disinfect Fest. So we're going to play four festivals this year. And
that's cool.
That's cool, right?
I'm good with that. That's cool.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's exactly what I want. I just want to go out of town with my best friends and play somewhere and come home and then try to heal my liver until the next one comes.
The next track you're going to be hearing is Into Your Grave. Is that right, Julie?
Yes, it is.
Okay. It's never been released before, so enjoy.
Yeah.
So what's coming up next is Midnight Communion. Ryan Avery from Midnight, he's a great friend of ours, and he's a great friend to me, and he's been super supportive of Invaders, and he's going to be releasing our new record. It's a three-day festival in Long Beach, California. We're headlining Friday night.
Our name is spelled INVDRS, all capitals. You can find us on Facebook, and I am in the process of trying to get Electric Church onto one of the sites where you can download music. So if you check on Facebook, we'll put that on there, along with where you can buy our new album that we just finished recording.
Thank you, Julie.
You're welcome, Phil.
Have you recreationally taken opioids like Vicodin, OxyContin, Percocet, or Cadian at least once in the past 8 weeks? Are you a healthy male or female between the age of 18 and 55? If so, you could qualify for a clinical research study being conducted by PRA Health Sciences. If you qualify, you may be compensated for time and travel. Call PRA Health Sciences at 801-269-8200. The number again is 801-269-8200.